There were once in Africa three sisters. The oldest was named Nagila, and the second Navoma, and the third was simply Na. They lived by a river, and of course, in time, they came to an age when they might be married. And of course, they had dreams of what that marriage would bring to them. One day they went, the three of them, to a great big tree by the river, and they climbed up into it, and they began to talk of those dreams one to another. Nagila said, "When I am married, I would like it to be that I could take the simplest of ingredients, a few tomatoes, some peppers, some herbs, onions, and make the most delicious of dishes." "That is not my dream," said Navoma. "My dream is that when I am married, I will walk down the streets and I will look upon people and I will make them happy." "Those are not my dreams," said Na. "My dream is that when I am married, I will have children, and that each of those children will be born with a jewel in the middle of its forehead." Now the river, flowing by, heard their wishes, and it decided that those wishes should be granted. And so the river rose and then fell in reply. A little time passed, and a prince heard of the three sisters. He heard that they were beautiful, and he sought to marry them, and this was arranged. And it seemed that the wishes of Nagila and Navoma were coming true. For indeed, Nagila could take the simplest of ingredients, some tomatoes, some peppers, some onions, some herbs, and make dishes that were so delicious that when the smell went out from the kitchen, everyone gathered. And Navoma, when Navoma walked down the street, it did seem that she brought happiness to everyone she met. And then there was Na. Well, in time, Na did grow pregnant. And in time, she had a little boy, and there was indeed a jewel in the middle of his forehead. When the child was born, the prince was away, and Nagila and Navoma looked at that child, that little boy, and they saw the jewel in the middle of his forehead, and they were afraid. They were afraid the prince would not care for them any longer. He would send them away. And so they conspired. And when Na was sleeping, they took the baby. They wrapped him in cloths and put him into the river so he would drown. The river carried him down and down and down until it came to a place where there was an old woman who lived, and she would often go to the river. And she would fetch water and she would gather firewood along the bank. And she saw the bundle floating down. She hitched up her skirts. She went out. She pulled that bundle towards her. She saw there was a child. And she took the child to tend. Na had been sleeping, worn out from the birth. And when she woke, Nagila and Navoma told her that it was not a boy, a child that she had given birth to, but rather a puppy. And they had gone out into the yard and they had brought a puppy and they had set it beside her. And so when the prince came back, that is what they told him as well. And Na seemed to have nothing to say, and it seemed to her that there was nothing that she could do. And time went by, and time went by. And again, she grew pregnant. And again, at the time of the birth, the prince was away. This time it was a little girl. And that girl, too, had a jewel in the middle of her forehead. And again, Nagila and Navoma were frightened. And they took the girl as well, and they put her into the river. And they brought the puppy, and they laid it by Nar, and they said that was what she had given birth to. And they told the prince that. The first time he had said Nar was his wife, and she must remain with him, and he said that as well, this time. But when the third child was born, another little boy with a jewel in his forehead, another that the older sisters, Nagila and Navoma, took from Nar and put into the river. This time, when he was told that his wife had given birth to a puppy, this time he said that she must be sent away. And he had a hut built for her deep, deep, deep in the forest, where she must live all by herself. And what had happened to the daughter and to the second son? Well, they too had gone floating down the river. And they too had been found by that old woman. And so now all three children were living with her in that little hut at the river's edge. They were living there and she was caring for them and they were growing. And time came when they should be going to school. And so they set out all together. In the mornings they would walk to school. In the evenings they would walk home. But it seemed to the old woman that they were taking longer and longer on this journey. And at last she followed them. And she found that always they would stop in a little hut, deep, deep, deep in the forest. And she went to that hut and she looked inside. And she saw that there was another younger woman there. And she was talking to the children and enjoying their company, and it seemed that she loved them very much. She could not see the jewels in their foreheads, for the old woman had taken care that those should not be visible. She thought that those would be a danger, and so she had got cloths and she had wrapped them around the children's heads. Well, now she came into the hut with the younger woman and those three children. And she asked the younger woman how she had come there. And that younger woman told her all the story. And, of course, that younger woman was Nar. And when the old woman heard of what had happened, of how Nar had been accused of giving birth to puppies, that old woman looked at the three children she had loved and cared for and did not wish to part with, but knew that she must speak. She told Nar how she had taken them from the river. And she undid the cloths about their heads. And Nar saw these children were her own. "It is not right that you should be here," said the old woman. "We must put a stop to this." She wrapped the children's heads again, and she took them, and she went and she stood before the prince. She accused Nagila and Navoma. She said to the prince that these were the babies that had been born to Nar, these children who had grown so fine. And as he sat there looking, one by one, she undid the cloths about those children's heads. He saw those jewels in the middle of their foreheads, those jewels shining bright. Nagila and Navoma saw the jewels as well, and they fainted dead away, and they were carried away and imprisoned at the prince's command. But Nar was sent for, and she came. And the prince told her how sorry he was that he had not believed her. And he took her as his wife once more. Now I had suffered so much, but yet she was a woman of great heart. And when she heard that her sisters, Nagila and Navoma, had been imprisoned, she asked that they be freed, although she said also that they must go now, go and live apart. And so it was that happiness came to the prince and to Nar and to the three children. And as that happiness grew, it seemed that perhaps Nagila and Navoma might return, and they might all be a family once more. And this was done. And there it was. Nagila still cooked dishes, were made of simple things, tomatoes, onions, peppers, herbs, and still smelt so delicious and tasted just as good. Navoma still could walk in the streets and smile and bring happiness to people. And Na had three children, two sons and a daughter, each with a jewel in the middle of its forehead. And those children grew, and the light from the jewels shone forth on all they met and brought goodness there as well.